Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1149. This is your host, Danny Pena. And on this episode, we're going to have my brother as a special guest. We're going to be talking about the new Zelda Skyward Sword that came out for the Nintendo Switch. Does he like it? Does he hate it? We'll see. We'll find out in a few minutes. Also, I'm going to be talking about EA Play Live 2021 that just happened yesterday live. And I'm going to talk a little bit about all the announcements and everything. And this event was hosted by Xavier Wood from WWE. Shout out to him. Great, great digital event. It was a lot of fun to watch live. And also streamed it, co-stream it on twitch.tv/GamertagRadio. So if you missed it, you can go right now and check it out. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. You could find us on any podcast app. Just search right now on your phone. Put Gamertag Radio on the app that you use the most. We're there. Subscribe, follow us, and also post your review. It will help us climb the top of the charts. So go ahead, do that right now. Now, if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion or segment, maybe you have a feedback or something to say about the show, we'll play it here. This is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so very quick. EA Play just happened yesterday, and that was a lot of fun to watch. And again, I mentioned that this was hosted by WWE superstar Xavier Woods. That was a lot of fun to watch. And they had great, great announcements here. They showed about Battlefield 2042. There's a new mode called Portal where you could customize the game, play with other players. It's exciting, very, very fun. It was around 40 minutes long, the presentation. Also, we got to see the first look of Grid Legends. This is from a new game from McCall's Masters, and this one's going to have – this is of a racing franchise. And the new thing that they have in this game – sorry, I apologize. I messed that up. But it has a single-player story with live-action performances. So you're going to see a couple of actors that is known there in the game. And it looks really, really cool. So that one is coming out in the future. Like I said, Battlefield 2042 new mode called Portal Mode will allow fans to create their own custom match types. And this also could be shared to the game community. Now, the part that also I got excited, Motive Studios is working on a remake of Dead Space for the PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. So this one's going to have now modern graphics. And let me tell you, back in the days, this game was extremely scary. So I can imagine now with the modern graphics, the sound, everything, it's going to look crazy. Now, the game is going to have Frostbite Engine. And EA said that the gameplay is going to be approved, as well as going to have a new story and character elements. Don't know much about that. It was a teaser that they just showed that is coming in the future. So hopefully we'll find out more about that later on. Also, we got to see more information about the new character Seer that is in Apex Legends. The Respawn team did mention that they're planning to show a whole video sometime next week to talk about more about the character and the new season and everything. So stay tuned for that. And overall, I enjoyed EA Play Live. The good thing about this, I love the pacing was well done. It wasn't slow. It's not like the previous years where you know they're going to show some EA Sports games in there, right? FIFA, NFL, etc. And they didn't, because they saved that for the pre-show, where they made a couple of announcements. They show one game, which I'm extremely excited about. It's called Lost in Random. It reminded me a lot of like those like Ori games, but it's 3D, and it looks really, really good. So I can't wait to try that out once it comes out in the future. But again, I'm excited that they didn't have none of the EA Sports game available to the official EA Play Live presentation. They saved that for another segment, which I think was perfect. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, Xavier Wood hosting this, he did a phenomenal job. It felt like he was really into it. He got me into it. He got me excited. Amazing, amazing job. So shout out to EA for doing a great job. This might be my favorite EA Play so far out of all the years. Love the pacing, love the presentation, everything overall. Even the announcements was perfect. Now, of course, a lot of people were disappointed there was no Star Wars announcement. Respawn and EA Star Wars account, the official account, said that they have nothing to announce. That's going to come out in the future. And yeah, well, hopefully in the future we'll get to see more stuff, man, you know, from EA. So stay tuned for that. Also, BioWare, no Dragon Age, no Mass Effect, none of that. So I was worried at first, but you know what? Watching this presentation, I think I'm good. I'm good. And hopefully next year it will be even better with all these new announcements coming out. All right. So we're going to go now straight to my audio discussion with my brother, Nano, where he and I, well, both of us, we were talking about a lot about Skyward Sword, Zelda for Nintendo Switch. So let me know you're here. I'm dying to hear your thoughts about all this. So please send the email, post them here. Let me know what you think, because I'm super, super curious about all this, man. So, but yeah, we'll be right back. And once I come back, we're going to be talking about more about the news and maybe some answers, some questions here from the fans. All right. So we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right. So right now we have my brother, Nano. Nano, what's going on? It's been a long time since you've been on GTR, man. How you been, man?
Mighty long. I'm good. You know, just living through this post-COVID world.
Yeah.
Or is,
yeah.
Is it post, or are we still in it? I don't know.
No, we're still in it. It's not post. We'll still live it.
I'm lost.
Yeah. It's all good, man. So, first of all, have you been playing anything besides the game that we're about to talk about in a few minutes?
Honestly, you know what? In the past day, actually, because I just started playing yesterday, but Pokemon Unite for the Switch.
Really?
Is super that good? Addictive. Really fun. Yeah, there's not a lot of game there, but what it offers is it's fun, you know? And if you could play 5-on-5, get a group of friends, party up.
Nice.
It's a really cool game. You should check it out. I told you to download it, so you should check it out.
Nah, yeah, man. Right now I'm playing Microsoft Flight Simulator for the Xbox Series X and S. I'm going to be talking about my impressions.
I want to play that game so bad, but I'm afraid of what it's going to do to my like hard drive.
Hey, I've been flying all over Dominican Republic. I went to Las Vegas just to see real time, just to see the area and everything. And actually, I posted a video on Twitter. Also, I flew in New York City. So I went to like the east side of Manhattan, went to Central Park.
Yeah, you know what? I saw some of your flight footage.
Yeah.
And you were flying awfully low. I'm just going to say from a New York standpoint, like, you were pretty low, bro.
I was. Yeah, I was.
Pick it up a little bit.
But I wanted to show people how the detail of the game, you know, how it looks. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. I'm just saying, fly a little higher, baby.
Yeah. No, but I had to fly higher when I went to like Mount Everest, a couple of the buildings in New York.
How does it feel? Like, are you playing on PC or you're on the Series
Xbox.
X, right?
I'm Xbox, yeah. So I'm playing using my controller. It's not no mouse and keyboard or anything like that. Now, I can't mention about my impressions yet. I only can say that I've been playing it, everything. I am planning to talk more about the game in the future episode of GTR.
Yeah, I'm interested. I want to listen because I'm thinking about downloading it, but yeah. It's a commitment.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, the game comes out very soon in a couple of days on Xbox Game Pass. For those who are listening, make sure to check it out. It's there. If you have Game Pass, you're all set. So I know there is a pre-install where you could just download it right now and have it ready for once the game comes out next week. So you could do that. So
how big is the file size?
Oof, it's a big one. Almost 100 gigs.
Give me a number. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's almost 100. Man. It's like 99 point something gigs. Yeah, it's pretty big. So make sure to have a lot of space for that, yo. So,
oh my god, that's the problem that I have right now with my hard drive. It's just there's never enough.
Why you don't buy a storage, just a hard drive there, or the SSD, which is expensive? But what I've done is,
oh, why don't you just spend all that money? Yeah,
well, no, not only that, but you could do this. Any old games that you have in the system, you could put that as a extra storage, right? And just keep the ones that you play the most.
Yeah, it's I mean, I'll be honest with you. I always get like the that feeling to go back and play Halo, but when I play it, I always have to re-download it and I have to move some games around. Mm-hmm. And then I quickly uninstall it because I just can't play that game anymore. It's like it's so slow to me.
Mm, okay.
The like Halo 2 and Halo 1, it feels weird online.
Yeah, well, get ready for Infinite. That's in couple months.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah,
I'm on Apex right now, so Apex isn't a big file.
Yeah, yeah, very very true. All right, now
Duties will kills a lot of my stuff.
No, I don't play that. Plus I've been trying to take a break from zombies and everything, so I'm playing like other stuff. So but Nano, let's talk about the main reason why you're here. So thanks to Nintendo of America for sending me a review code of Zelda Skyward Sword. This is out now for the Nintendo Switch. And if you have never played this game came out back during the launch of the Wii. This is, oh my God, long, long time ago, early 2000s. And it was all motion. There was no controller for this type of game back in the days when it came out. So, but this version just came out for Nintendo Switch. And I wanted Nano to play this because he been playing a lot of the Nintendo Zelda games since the first game. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm a big Zelda fan. This game it's on the fence with me. It sits on like it could be great, and then it's like the most frustrating thing I've ever played in my life.
All right, so let's go first. Why you find this like it seems like it's like a love and hate relationship with this game. So tell us why.
You know what? Like if you read online, there's so many people that have mixed feelings about this game. Like you're gonna be on board with it and say it's one of the best storylines and Zelda games that we've ever had, or you're gonna just be on probably the side that I lean towards more, where it's like one of the worst games I've ever played.
Ooh, ever? That's harsh. That's like a little bit too much.
In the Zelda, and not ever. I'm talking solely on Zelda. Like, you know, as far as Nintendo, anything that has Link and Zelda attached to it, this was one of my most hated games.
So let me ask you this.
This remake is not bad.
So graphically, everything superb. Than compared to like the original Nintendo Wii
version. Yeah, it looks a million times better. I think they did a great job with it.
So this is more, you're more frustrated, not because of the game itself, it's more of just the controls, you think, the controls on this game or no?
I think it's just everything I remember from the first time I played it, which I didn't enjoy it at all just because of the motion controls and It didn't feel good at the time, but a lot of the things that I didn't like, they came back, and I still feel like it's just the motion controls in this game don't affect you because you have the options of using buttons, But the fighting in the game feels weird. I was never a fan of the like the very linear storyline that you get. You know, it's a lot of it's a lot of reused maps. I think it's like six areas, and it's just, you just replay them over and over again. The maps just I don't enjoy them. I think they could have done a better job of making it more open world. This feels very like boxed in, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The game does look up 100 times better. It it feels nicer. Like the controls and the fighting does feel better. But it's still very. It just feels repetitive and boring. And I think that's the issue that I had with Skyward Sword, where I didn't want to progress any further, and I ended up giving up in the first time that I played it. I don't think I've ever beat this game, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? Okay.
So yeah, I don't remember a lot of the stuff that I'm playing. Like, it feels like I'm playing it over again for the first time.
I mean, there's going to be people saying, oh, this guy's not a Zelda fan. Like, you play every single Zelda. What you think of the last Zelda game that came out for the Switch and also for the Wii U?
Breath of the Wild?
Yes.
I mean, it's one of the best Zelda games, in my opinion.
Okay.
Ever.
It's up there, yeah.
But... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's and I'm looking forward to Breath of the Wild too. It's just this game, it has so many flaws that I can't oversee, you know? Like, it's just they stick out like a sore thumb. As good as it looks, you know, the storyline's great. It's just the gameplay feels as clunky as it did back then on the Wii.
Yeah. Now, does it feel weird playing it on controller instead of motion controls?
No, it feels good. It's just the camera feels a little off, like the way you control it. You have to keep holding the R button and move the right analog stick to just look around. I kind of like auto motion cameras.
Okay.
I feel like that could have been a little bit better for the experience, but either way, the maps themselves, it's really just point A to point B. There's not much exploration allowed.
Now, there is an option if you want. You could use the Joy-Cons and play this 100% motion controls if you want.
I don't know who would want to do that.
But if not, you could go also using your Pro Controller, which personally, that's how I play all my games instead of using the Joy-Cons, you know. But yeah, you have the option to do that. So, but... Overall,
you know, I have a Pro Controller, and I played a handheld for the majority of the time.
Now, how that looks compared to the TV version? TV mode.
Not so great, because my Switch isn't new, you know, and it's not the greatest looking screen.
Oh,
but, yeah. I preferred to play in handheld. I don't know, like, I gave it a shot on the big screen, and it I always find myself going back to handheld and just... walking around the house, running around.
So, like you said, you don't... Now, there's going to be people that are waiting for Breath of the Wild 2. That's not going to come out anytime soon. And they just...
Yeah, I don't think we're getting that for a while.
They're anxious to play another Zelda game. Would you recommend them to just try this out? Let's say they have never played...
Try this out?
Yeah.
Yes. If you've never played... if you've never played this game, of course, you should... I encourage everybody to play every Zelda game. And obviously, you know, don't, if I don't like it, that's not the way you may feel about the game. But this is a must play for someone who hasn't played it. If you did play it back when it first released, it's worth giving it another shot. I think that's kind of the reason I'm playing through it again. I like giving games just one last, you know, Hail Mary, see if I could enjoy it one more time. But so far, this is...
Yeah. I mean, is there anything good? Anything good?
A hard one.
Is there anything good about it, though? Because you've been mentioning a lot of the bad and not the good. So just want to keep it balanced to see.
No, man. You know what? The only thing that's good about it is it's a Zelda game. And I love Zelda. I love the universe. I love all the characters. It's not a Ganondorf villain. You know, you get a new villain. It's kind of an origin story.
Yeah. And what about this? Like, the graphically, you said it's better. That's a good thing. I always been a fan of Skyward Sword's music, though. I can't front. I like the music in this game. even from when they came out for the Wii U. The music for the Wii.
It is good. You're the one that posted that video with the intro of this is the original theme, just backwards.
Backwards, yep. That's the one.
Is that true? Because I haven't looked it up.
You got to listen to it. It's exactly like the original. Like the main theme. It's just backwards.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. But the music's fine. It's great. You know, it's well composed. Mm-hmm. The game, it has, again, like if you're coming into it brand new, you're going to enjoy it. I had that salty taste in my mouth from before, and now I'm just experiencing all those things all over again. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's hard for me to keep playing through this game, but I'm going to do it because I never beat the first one, and that kind of always, that didn't sit well with me. I like finishing games.
Now, do you know how big the file is? Because I know you got the digital version instead of the physical. Do you know how big it is?
Or no, not really. But you know what? Like, I have so many games on my Switch that I'm surprised I was able to even download this. So it may not have been too large of a file.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's good to know.
I'd have to look it up.
Good to know. Especially me. I have a lot of games.
My Switch is like, yeah. Me and you, I mean, you probably have more than I do, but I have plenty. And I have full games, Donkey Kong, all the Marios. Mm-hmm. You know, Mario Kart, everything in my game just fully downloaded.
Yeah.
So like this game downloaded with no issue. So I'm assuming it's not that big of a file.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's good to know, man. Now, is there anything else from this game that that you want to mention? You want to talk about like the enemies? I know you said the maps is not that big. It's not like Breath of the Wild. This open world. This is more like you go from A to B.
My issues with the enemies and the combat system, it felt there wasn't much tactic to it. It's just, you know, like rinse and repeat with the enemies. They all had the same ways to beat them. You know, they block a couple. There's not much combat system there. Mm-hmm. Like the way you swing your sword, and it all feels weird. It didn't feel natural. And like, I think Breath of the Wild spoiled me because that combat system was so good. So yeah, like going back to this, it was a huge downgrade. But it feels way better than being forced to play on the old controllers for when this game first came out, because that was just terrible.
See, the problem that I have with this, which I decided not to play, is because if you watch the commercial right now of this game, Skyward Sword, which you can see it on YouTube or Twitch if you go to like a content creator's page. The person that was playing this game was strictly all motion controls. Like you see her using the Joy-Cons and everything. The game was meant for that. The game was not meant for a pro controller. You get what I'm saying? So I know there's probably the reason why you feel that way about the combat in this game. It's because
I haven't tried it in motion. So like I will be fair in that sense where I haven't given that a shot, but I'm just not a motion guy. You know, like I start to like just really I play for shorter periods of time when I use motion controls.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel that I prefer to play a game that was designed strictly for controller like that normal one, not motion. You get what I'm saying? Like this game was more motion than anything else, you know?
Yeah, they really played on the gimmick of the console, but I don't know. I felt like that wasn't a good like route to go for this game. Like Zelda should the whole time you're swinging your sword, man. That's the whole point. Like that's all Link does. He shoots arrows and swings the sword.
Yeah,
you know how tiring that is.
Oh, it is after a while. Yeah, I mean you could use the Joy-Cons and also switch to a bow arrow and you can shoot by getting the both Joy-Cons closer to each other and the one of them you pull back and it's like you exactly how you do with a bow like that when you shoot an arrow. So I don't know, I prefer to sit down and just play my games like that. I don't want to be, you know, doing this whole moving around my arm and everything. Nah, I don't want to do that at all.
I mean, hey, more power to you if you love doing that. That's fun with friends and kids and stuff. But
yeah,
I'm too old for that, Riggs.
Yeah, well, I mentioned this. Like, I know based on the feedback that I've been getting with friends that love this game, is more user friendly this time around than the first one.
And it was the first time, yeah. There was so like you get a like if you played Ocarina of Time, you know the little the Navi that follows you around.
Yes,
she would always pop in. Hey, listen.
Yes,
like that got annoying in that in Ocarina of Time. I don't remember. There's a counter of how many times she actually pops up in the game online somewhere.
Really?
And in Skyward Sword, Fi, like the spirit or whatever she is that pops up and talks to you all the time and gives you hints on the game and kind of guides you through it.
Yeah.
She pops up a lot.
Mm.
And they even reduced the amount of times that she could show up, and you could skip through cutscenes now. You could speed up the process of the game a lot more than what we were used to.
Oh, that's good.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So being able to like jump ahead and just go straight into the action, you have that choice now.
Mm-hmm.
That helps. There's a lot of things that they added that really help out in the game. It's just I keep getting stuck on the things I dislike.
Yeah, it is hard. It's hard, and it's not like we're saying the game is not playable. You could play the game start from finish. It's just it might be for you, it might not be for you. You know, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
now, for sure. I encourage you to give it a shot, and if you can afford to, mm-hmm. I don't. You know what? I'm upset more about the price.
$59.99. Why is that?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, man, for a game that, I mean, in all honesty, I think it should be priced like around $40.
Mm-hmm.
$40 would be fair for a remake. I think all remakes should be priced lower than brand new games.
I agree with that. I totally agree. But it's Nintendo, but, so you're gonna, you know, there's gonna be a lot of fans that are gonna buy it no matter what, you know. So,
but that's the thing though, like they could put out anything and we'd pay $60 for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They attach Mario, Zelda to anything, and I'm jumping all in, which kind of sucks, but they got us.
Yeah. No. Before we wrap it up, is there anything else, like any games that is up and coming that you feel like you can't wait to try it out?
No, I'm super excited for the new season of Apex. Ooh. That looks really good. Season 10 looks great.
Yeah.
And you know what? It releases 2 days after my birthday, and I'm taking that whole week off.
Nice. That's dope.
So I have plenty of time to dive into it.
Yeah. I'm actually going to have Rihanna on our show on Sunday. We're going to record live on Twitch. And I'm gonna talk to her.
Apex.
We're gonna talk about Apex. You know, she loves Apex. So
yeah,
I want her to be on. Yeah, I want her to be on to talk to me and Pete about Apex, the new season, the new character, everything. It's gonna be fun. So stay tuned for those who are listening. Stay tuned. But I just want to say, man. Anything else before I wrap it up?
No,
that's it.
I don't know. Just so what's up with you?
I'm good. I'm actually gonna go back to Flight Simulator and play some more. That's my idea. And then in August, Psychonauts 2, that comes out, Game Pass.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
That's going to be fun. And then
Psychonauts, Hades.
Yeah, then sometime in November, hopefully, is Halo Infinite, which I'm going to go all in. We have to do a game night now. I'll just play Halo Infinite all the way once it comes out. That's going to be fun.
I'm going to dive into that. Yeah, that's going to take over everything.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Now, are you planning to play multiplayer or the story first?
You already know what I'm going to say to that.
Multiplayer, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, I'm going to play the story, but the first night is all multiplayer. I'm not going to think twice about it. I'm just jumping right into whatever party.
Yeah, all right. No, we'll do that. We'll play some. All right, Nano, thank you so much for the recording here, man. And thank you for letting us know about Zelda.
I appreciate getting the opportunity to play one of my most hated games all over again. It's a lot prettier. It looks nice, guys.
Yeah, all right.
But it's still, you know, it's still Skyward.
Now, if anybody wants to follow Nano, follow him on Twitter at Nano551. So if you disagree with what he had to say, go after him there. There you go, Nano.
No, please. What?
It's all good. All right, so we're out. Until next time. Peace.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Gamer Tag Radio listeners, we're going to continue with the show. But first, this episode is sponsored by Namecheap, who is offering all Gamer Tag Radio listeners an exclusive deal. Yes, that's right, an exclusive deal for you. Get a .live domain name today for only $1.99. $1.99. .live is the perfect domain for you if you want to promote your brand. To the community, live streamers could use this, esports players. Seamlessly redirect your live streams to Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, or any streaming platform. Promote your .live domain name in your bio, social posts, live shoutouts, and even stream chats, and grow your fan base today. More and more gaming influencers are adopting the .live domain names as a streamed way for their audience to find their Twitch channel, live streams, and other platforms. And you, listener, can be one of them too. In addition, Namecheap is offering GTR listeners 30% off any non-premium domain name, including .com and other popular extensions. To access either this or any other deals right now, go to Namecheap.com and select any non-premium domain name and enter the code GTR in the promo box at checkout. Again, if you want to know more about Namecheap, very quickly, the world's largest, second largest domain register and the top provider for everything you need to launch an amazing website. Almost 2 million five-stars reviewed by verified customers on Shopper Approve. Again, Namecheap has been around for over 20 years and has been striving to make the internet open, accessible, and affordable for everyone. So take advantage of this right now, guys. Namecheap is offering all the GTR listeners a .live domain for only $1.99, and the original price is $20, $20.88, plus 30% off on any non-premium domain name for his first year of registration. The offer cannot be combined with any existing sales, but can overdrive any current sales if it's discounted less than 30%. So GTR listeners, go right now to get your .live domain name for only $1.99 or enjoy 30% off any other non-premium domain. Go to Namecheap.com, search for desired domain, and use the code GTR at checkout. We'd like to say thank you to Namecheap for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so we're back here at Gamer Tag Radio. That was my discussion with my brother, Nano, where we talked about, again, Zelda, Skyward Sword. And it was a lot of fun. Recording this. So all right, so we have fan mail questions here. So it's gonna be short, a couple questions, not much. So let's do it. And it's time for fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
All right. Very quick. So this is from Alex. He says, "Hey Gamertag crew, love the show. I listen to it every week while truck driving on the road. Even older episodes, I have a gaming-related situation that maybe you could advise. I'm lucky to own both PlayStation 5 and Series X since launch. I've been looking for both again for a coworker. He said he will give me money, the money, if I find him some of the consoles. I finally found some. But now I'm debating with the microchip storage. If one of my consoles breaks and I have to send it in for repairs, who knows when I'll get it back. So should I keep these new ones as a backup or just sell them to my coworker so he and his kids can enjoy them. Any advice will help. He says also, sorry for the long email. First of all, Alex, this is not a long email. I think this is fine. Don't worry about it. He sent this a couple days ago. Now, here what I'll say this, man. I have also both consoles, even the Nintendo Switch from launch, all the system, launch day. And actually, I got the Series X even before launch. So I got this back in October of last year, courtesy of Microsoft. They sent me this console for me to review it and also do previews for the show and everything. And I'm still fine. I'm not worried about the console getting messed up. We have the PlayStation 5 here too. Everything has been fine. No issues. I think you should definitely sell the game, the consoles to your friend. You know, first of all, both of you could play. He also could play, you know, games with his kids. And I think personally, now that the holiday season is coming up, it's going to be a lot easier to find a console. I know recently a friend of mine wanted to purchase an Xbox Series S, and he found it. He just went to the store at Target and he found it there. He had no idea it was going to be available or not. I know PlayStation 5 is going to be a little bit more difficult, but look, I've been having the PlayStation 5 since launch, and I'm not worried about it if it breaks or not. You know, if it does, you know, try to send it for repair, but usually that doesn't take a while. You know what I'm saying? So that's my personal opinion. You don't have to take this advice at all, but I personally would say, you'll be all right. You're going to be okay. It's not going to take forever for you to get the consoles back. You know what I'm saying? So just want to say that real quick. And again, now it's going to get a lot better with now that the system, the console has been out for almost a year, getting closer to the holiday season. We're going to see more of the consoles in stores and also online. So yeah, man, go for it, man. Do your thing. All right. So let's go with the next question here. All right, so this is another one. This is from Matt, and actually he posted this on Discord. So, Matt, thank you so much, man. And if you want to join Discord, go to discord.gg/GTR, and you can post your questions and also talk to the community there, man. So make sure when you join, go to our welcome lobby and introduce yourself so we could add you and you could talk to everybody in the community, man. All right, so this is from Matt. How do you feel about single-player games, single-player missions in live services games like Destiny and Warframe? When I'm playing with friends and the next multiplayer missions are locked behind these missions, it really discourages our game sessions. And that's from Matt. Matt, let us know where you're from, man. I'm curious to hear where you and other listeners are emailing us or sending us questions from. All right. See, I played a lot of multiplayer games like that, like especially Destiny and Warframe. I played it a lot. It doesn't really mess us up my game sessions. You know, there is going to be some that, especially in the beginning of like an expansion, like let's say Destiny, you start playing it. And once you're done with that, then everything else is going to be available multiplayer wise, you know. But here's the thing. The reason why they do that is, one, get to know about the story. Maybe you haven't been playing the game for a while. They want you to get used to it. Maybe there's some new stuff that's only available now, the new expansion. They want you to try that out before you get together with everybody else, which I totally, totally get. But the majority of the content that's available on all these games is all multiplayer, man. So it's only for a few minutes. It's not really going to destroy and kill your game sessions, in my opinion. But again, it's a tutorial. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done that also with games like Horizon, the Horizon series. It's a racing game. It's not a shooter. But there's going to be moments where they want you to test out the game and play and see how the level is, et cetera, new maps, everything. But once you unlock the multiplayer, that's it. You're on your own. You could do whatever you want. Just get together with your friends and everything, you know? So, again, it doesn't bother me. I think that's okay. And hopefully we're going to get to see more games like that in the future so we could get used to it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's all. Thanks, Matt, for the question. All right, everyone. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap it up here. And I'm going to go and get ready because I'm going to go and play more of Microsoft Flight Simulator, which is coming out next week. I'm planning to talk about this on the next episode of Gamer Tag Radio sometime next week. I just don't know exactly when, because I want to get some time with it and talk about it on the show. But yeah, if you want to see my stream, go right now to twitch.tv/gamertagradio, and you'll see my flying session. It's like a good 67 minutes, and I'm just flying everywhere. I went to Vegas, New York, Dominican Republic. Oh, it was a lot of fun. Just check it out. Now, I am planning to fly from Los Angeles, California, all the way to either Miami or Dominican Republic. I haven't decided yet, but I'm going to do that live on Twitch. Make sure to follow us there, and you will get a notification once we're live, all right? But everyone, thank you so much for not only sending us questions, but just being more active and involved with GTR, and also sending me messages on Twitter. It means a lot to me and the crew. And stay tuned. We have more content coming up. And if there's anything that you disagree, anything or agree, make sure to hit us up. And here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Again, thank you everyone for joining. Until next time, I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.